800-230-2777.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. Did you know that 1 in 4 people seeking treatment for ED are under 40? So you're not alone, and even better, Hims can help. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs at up to 95% less than the brand names when you get started at hims.com/joy. It all starts with an online intake form. From there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. Through hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
Your home of the Dan Patrick Show, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m., 7:50 The Game. From the Pacific Office Automation Studios, this is KXTG Portland. Your home of Dan Patrick, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m., 7:50 The Game. BFFT. From the PAC West Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with the bald-faced truth.
Well, we're talking about identity in the opening segment of today's show. And Tom Brady, certainly a guy who's got this great profile as a wonderful NFL quarterback and Super Bowl champion, and now is wanting to be a broadcaster, but maybe not wanting to be a broadcaster. Brady talking about that, his future at Fox.
Yeah, I don't know where it comes from. I know it always says sources close to Brady or whatever, but I've had the best time at Fox, and I've loved every time going into the booth and working with such great people, starting with my partner, Kevin, everyone in our crew, Z, Roos, Aaron, Tom, who, you know, everyone would probably know a little bit about. But behind the scenes, there's so many incredible people that bring the NFL to life. And to see kind of how it is from a different perspective, you know, I've had so many years, 23 years playing on the field. I've watched so many games from the sideline view. And now I'm sitting up there in the booth. And
now Brady also with a finger into ownership. I get the sense he wants to be around the NFL, but knows he can't play anymore and is struggling with that a little bit. It's a common topic that our next guest and I talk about, the identity you have as a person and the job that you do. Alex Molden, former NFL defensive back, first-round draft pick, father of a whole busload of kids, husband, and an author as well. He's got a new book out called Breaking on the Ball of Life, where bold decisions lead to unforgettable wins. Alex Molden joining us now. How you doing, man?
JC, man, I'm doing great, man. The sun is out. It's 51 degrees. Even though my wife just called me and told me that our son's truck had just broken down on the side of the road.
Uh-oh.
So that's happening now, but it's all good.
Are you headed out there to help him right now?
I'm headed out there right now. I don't know how much help I'm going to provide. Either, you know, pushing the car a little bit. I did call AAA.
Okay.
So that's about as much help as I can do, I think.
Where is he right now? Can you give us, is he on 205, on 5? Where is he?
No, he's on one of the bridges that's close to the high school.
Okay.
And so it's a little bit embarrassing for him, right?
Okay.
Just out of
school. So we don't want to broadcast this. We don't want to have this out.
Are you kidding me? I love it. I want everybody to drive by the school, Westland High School, and go by there and honk. And
okay.
Just embarrass him as much as possible.
All right.
I might buy you a cup of coffee.
Alex Molden, AAA driver, is joining us. Hey, I played that Brady clip, and I want to talk to you about this because he's a guy that was a competitor, right? And you relate to that. You played in the NFL for a long time. You're a competitor. Now he's retired. I get the impression he's struggling a little bit with, like, what do I do next? I want to be around the game. Do I want to be an owner? Do I want to be a broadcaster? I'm not getting the same adrenaline rush over here. What is that like?
Yeah. Well, it's tough. And remember, I played 8 years, and that's a lot. That's a lot playing. He's played triple that.
Yeah.
So him, like, from, and I don't know what grade he started playing football, but let's just imagine he was in seventh grade. So seventh grade, that makes him, what, 13?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he's 43, 44. So he's been playing, especially at a high level, for so long, and that routine, it was routine for me in 8 years in the league and then another four in college. So that's 12 years of, man, going what you're supposed to do, going to this meeting, going and lifting weights, running here, doing this, and everything is just kind of scripted for you. He's been doing that for so long, he got gray hairs. And now, like, that schedule, and then the camaraderie, that's the thing that might not have been brought up, but the camaraderie that you have in the locker room with the guys is one of the biggest things that the athletes miss. I know it was for me, and I talk to other guys all the time. It's the locker room banter. It's the relationships. And then, you know, then of course the adrenaline rush. The adrenaline rush from trying to, you know, get wins, get W's, and the amount of success that he's had. It's one thing to have experience, right, playing that long, but he's had a tremendous amount of success. And now it's like it's natural for you to still want to be connected to the game. I'm still connected to the game. You know, that's one of the reasons I started coaching high school football, is to still stay connected. And so he's connected with the game, like you said, with commentating and then also part, you know, ownership. But there's an adjustment.
That adjustment, some guys struggle with it. You can really see them struggle to find their identity or whatnot. And I know for you, when you left, like, you know, you still, like, even as I introduced you on today's show, what do I lead with? You know, former NFL player and first-round draft pick, yeah. And, you know, and I eventually get to family and husband and busload of kids and author, and, you know, but it's not just true of pro athletes. It's true of us all. You know, people will introduce me. They'll go, oh, here's John. He's the sports guy. He's a sports writer, radio show host. It becomes part of our identity, especially as men.
Yes, absolutely. And I get it, you know. And there used to be times where I didn't want that. Hey, just say Alex. You don't have to say, you know, former do that. But now I'm like, man, that's a badge and honor. Are you kidding me? That's like wearing my Letterman jacket. Yeah. I get to wear my Letterman jacket with me any and everywhere I go. You know, but it did take a while for me to, like, okay, now how can I use that as something that it's not who I am, it's what I did. You know, so it's, it's definitely an adjustment. But, you know, we all have that. You know, I'm sure if I didn't play football, you would introduce me as crazy dad of eight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which it still sounds funny. It still sounds like crazy. You got eight, right? So, you know, those are identifiers. You know, those are identifiers.
Your book out recently, Breaking on the Ball of Life, you're talking about the decisions people make that lead to victories. People can grab it on Kindle and on other formats. But, Alex, what is Breaking on the Ball of Life about?
You know, it's about making decisions, and it's to help people align who they are. Talking about identity is first finding out who you are. And then, okay, what do you want to become? What do you want to do? You know, what type of impact do you want to have? And, you know, I just get so frustrated when I look, and I, especially athletes, and it happens to, like, I have stories in there about, you know, entertainers, about business moguls, when they make choices. They make decisions, and it ruins them. We see, all I got to do is turn on ESPN, and you see, especially the offseason for the NFL, you see so many horrible decisions that are made. And, you know, I've made a ton of them. So, but I've learned from them. And there's different things that you can be able to do from the mistakes that you make. But how about, let's just have a framework so we can make decisions that's not strictly based off emotion, right? When we start to think, like, man, if I do this, what is the best thing that can happen? And what's the worst thing that can happen? And can I live with it? So if we start asking ourselves these type of questions, man, you can cut down on the horrible decisions and mistakes and consequences that come with those decisions. So I just wanted to do my part to, you know, to shine a light on these critical decisions that people make, not just athletes, people.
Alex Molden with us. The you've got those kids, and obviously you have this wisdom. You've got a kid in the NFL. Do you find that young people are open to hearing this message? Or is it harder to coach your own kids in that way?
You know what? That's a great question. And I think it's all about, just like, you know, what I've learned in marketing and branding, it's all how you package it, right? If I'm talking to my 16-year-old son, like he's one of my coaching clients who's 40 years old and has a business, he's not going to understand it. Or he's just going to, like, man, that doesn't relate to me. But if I tell a story, or if I talk to him, man, the decisions that I made when I was 16, then he might be more able to comprehend it and say, man, okay, I'll make sure not to do that because it's going to hurt me. It's going to hurt people who are close to me. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about how you package it.
I also think the league itself probably does a better job now with young people as they come into the NFL with coaching them, equipping them. What are you going to deal with as a rookie? They do like a symposium where they get together with all the young players. The Players Association talks to players. Do you remember that happening when you played?
Well, here's the thing, John, is that came in, I think, so I was drafted in 96. And I don't think they started implementing that until 97 or 98. So we was kind of thrown to the wolves. We was just, whatever team that you got drafted before then, you would have a veteran come up and give you game. Like, meaning he'll come in like, hey, man, this is what you need to be aware of. These are the parts of the town of New Orleans you do not want to be around. These are the type of people you want to have on your side. These are the type of people you might want to avoid, right? And some of those people, they might have the same last name as you. So, you know, we didn't get those conversations. I think that we got those conversations if you had somebody like Anthony Newman,
yeah,
Eric Allen in your corner, you know. But so we didn't have those different type of which I think is great, because there was relationship that went beyond a weekend, you know, of someone like a Chris Carter or Michael Irvin coming and telling their stories and their background and their mistakes. So, you know, there's definitely a need for it to go beyond a 3 days or 2 day symposium.
Was there a receiver in the league that you enjoyed having a battle with? As a guy who was known as a cover corner who could do it with the best of them, was there a receiver or two that you really enjoyed matching up with?
Oh, man. It'll be easy to say, you know, a name that when you won all the time against them.
Right. Right. Well, give us one of those. Give us one of those that you dominated a guy. We won't tell him.
Dominate. I don't know about dominate, but I just remember going up against one in particular guy when he became a member of the Carolina Panthers, and someone who I kind of like, you know, I looked up to when he was playing college ball. Like, he was dangerous. Rocket Ismail.
Uh-huh.
And I got a chance to face him when he went to Carolina, and I was, like, licking my job. You know, I was like, man, hey, I used to watch you. I used to cheer for you.
Yeah.
I used to be in awe of you when I was in high school and he was in college. And now, years later, I'm facing him. And I tried my best to just put him in a closet, right? Mm-hmm. So, I got my win, my fair share of wins against him. But another individual that, you know, I got some wins, he got some wins. He never scored a touchdown on me, though. But I respected him so much just how because I got a chance to work with him as a rookie in the offseason, and that's Jerry Rice. Mm. So I got a chance to see, like, what greatness looks like and how do you practice that greatness. And it was Jerry. So it was a battle, and, you know, it was some things that he didn't like and other things that he would eat you up.
Yeah.
One of the things he did not like, just based off of, he would never admit it, but when you see it, he would struggle from time to time, is press coverage. Yeah. He didn't like physical corners. So I had to, you know, the good thing is my background, I was kind of bred to be a physical corner. And so I would try to beat him up. If it was a run play, I'm trying to fight him.
Yeah.
I'm pushing him back into the pile. I'm not, yeah. Because he was a pretty wide receiver, right? You don't want to get touched. You don't want to get dirty. And I was okay with getting dirty.
And he wasn't, correct me if I'm wrong, but he was fast, but he wasn't a guy that you probably felt could run by you. So you probably weren't afraid to get physical with him at the line of scrimmage.
Correct. He was, but here's the thing, is his first 10 yards was the most explosive. Him and Isaac Bruce. Ooh. The most explosive you will ever see. Here's another thing about those two receivers. They can get in and out of breaks like no other. I'm talking about full speed to a complete stop.
Yeah.
Stop on a dime, that was those two characters right there.
Well, okay, so you work with Rice. You're a rookie. I'm going to guess, did you share an agent, and the agent had you working out in the same offseason place, or how did that work?
You are so close. We didn't share an agent, but we had the same trainer. And so my agent was really great, good friends with Jerry's trainer. And from time to time, in the off season, because Jerry would do his own thing. Like he would come in early and do his thing. And then, you know, our workouts was a little bit different because, of course, I was training for the combine. He was training, you know, just to, you know, for the off season and prolong his career and whatnot. But we would always, after our different training, we would get together and we would do one-on-ones. Mm. And so I got a chance to cover him. And it was like, you know, it was a game. Because he was game speed. There was no, like, you know, kind of practice free like most receivers would do. No, his was full speed like Super Bowl. You know, Super Bowl routes. But I got it because when you practice at full speed and to be great and you're consistent with it, man, that's the thing that it just becomes who you are.
People always talked about his work ethic and running the hills and doing that stuff. What was it like to have a workout with him?
So I ran that hill. It was like one of the first Friday. They would do this like every Friday. And so I was there for 4 days, and then Friday comes and say, okay, we're going to do the hill. I said, cool. I ain't scared of no hill. It's I think it was two and a half miles long, and it's up, okay. Uphill. There's, you know, little, you know, streams that you got to jump over. There's rocks and, you know, crevices, stuff like that. I was like, okay, cool. And everybody talk about the hill. What they don't talk about, that was tough. The toughest part, John, was when you get to the top of it, there's this 40-yard hill that you would sprint up 10 times. So you get to the top, and you say, oh, that's great. And then you got to sprint because you jog up. And then you sprint up this 30-yard hill 10 times, and the worst part is the coming down. So two and a half miles, you're running down, trying not to fall, and it's all about decelerating. Yeah. Man, after that hill, I only did it one time, and after that, dude, I was up under my bed for 2 days. I could not walk. Dude, I could not walk. I couldn't move. It was horrible.
He did it every Friday.
Yep, every Friday in the offseason.
And I bet he laughed at going, all right, who's going to be back next week? Nobody. It'll be a new crew every Friday. Alex Molden is our guest. Hey, I know a lot of people. Have you got to the scene of the AAA, the car, broke down car yet? Are you there? Are you on the scene?
I'm about 10 minutes out. I'm about 10 minutes out. I think you're going to beat me there.
Okay.
But Kristen is there along with our son Josiah. Hopefully, I haven't got any phone calls yet, so I think I'm okay.
All right, so you've been through this, obviously Elijah in the NFL, and, probably people would like to know how he is doing. I know there was an injury at the end of the season. How is he?
He's doing great, man. He broke his fibula, which is non-weight-bearing bone in his lower leg. I thought it was his Achilles just, when he showed it in slow motion and how it happened. It was like a non-contact, but there was contact. It would just happen two plays before. So he's healing up. He's just in a boot. He'd probably be, they said it was between 8 and 12 weeks. I think he's about 3 or 4 weeks into it, so he'll be fine. Yeah, he'll be okay.
So a broken bone better than like a torn or ruptured Achilles or obviously a knee injury?
Yes, absolutely, 1,000%.
Now you're going through it with Josiah, who's obviously a multi-sport athlete in high school, a guy who's got a bunch of offers already. How do you keep that kid's feet on the ground? He's watching a brother in the NFL. He's got a dad who played in the NFL. How do you keep Josiah from reading the headlines?
It's pretty easy, John. We make them do the dishes. We make them take out the garbage. We don't give them a fancy new car. He has a 2000 Toyota Tundra, right? And he's thrilled to death. So the sense of entitlement, we're keeping that down as far as possible. We want him, just like any of our other kids, to earn it, to earn any and everything. And we make sure, like, hey, man, this is you having this gift of athleticism. It's not all you, right? There's genetics involved. But the thing that can come along with it is the hard work, the determination, and the grit and competitiveness can push you to achieve far greater things than, myself or even his brother. But he has to understand, like, there's work to be done. And right now, it's about, like, doing stuff that's inconvenient. You know what I'm saying? Like, working out 6 o'clock in the morning, he's not quite there yet.
Yeah.
But I want them to understand, like, man, you're doing stuff when it's inconvenient. It's great when even today, when it's 54 degrees, it's blue skies. No, I don't work out when it, man, work out when it's dark and it's raining and it's cold and nobody is out on the field. You get some soccer moms, you get some parents, walking the dogs and stuff at the track or whatever. When it's cold and dark and nobody's out there lonely, that's when you can get an advantage, a competitive advantage. So that's what that's what I'm pushing towards.
You want more of Alex Molden, you can go to alexmoldenspeaks.com. He has got his book there on the website as well, new book, Breaking on the Ball of Life, drawing some parallels between football and some strategies that you might use for your own success. All right, I hope you do well here. Is the car broken down? Do you have a diagnosis? Is it it's not a flat tire or something simple? Is the car actually broke down?
John, you know what? You know me. I take responsibility for everything. And so there was a couple of weeks ago, the battery had died. I called AAA. They came out. I paid for a new battery. And then they looked and said, hey, you know what? Some of these wires are old and it doesn't seem that like this place where the battery's in is very stable. You might want to take that in and get it looked at and get everything fixed. And so I blame me, John. It's my fault. I did not go on. I got advice, but I did nothing with it. So
you know,
now
you're
going to
get
your price.
You're going to get blamed for it anyway, but I love that you're taking the responsibility. So
that's why, hey, I get it. I try to get in front of it, and I own it because I don't want my wife or my son to control the narrative.
Right.
So I'm going to jump in front of it. I'm going to lay on that sword.
All right. Breaking on the Ball of Life is the name of the book. Alex Molden, thank you, man. Good luck with the car.
All right. Appreciate you, John. You guys have a great one.
You too. There he goes, Alex Molden. Love the interview. Love that line about doing what's not convenient. At the end of that. It's true. So true. So easy. So easy. Like, think about to go to the gym when you're feeling good. Get in that workout when you're feeling good. So easy. So easy. I had always said to young writers, young sports writers in the press box, so easy to write when you got an easy game that ends early, that you're not up against a deadline, that, you know, one team's blowing out the other team. So easy. Not convenient to be on deadline and have 20 minutes to write. It's where you learn really how to be a writer. But I love that advice. Just, you know, the people walking the dog when the weather's good versus when it's cold and not good. 503-417-7575. Phone lines are open. What do you want to talk about on this great Wednesday? I have some things on my mind. Look, you got a question? We do this in print all the time. We do it with podcasts all the time. I want to do this in a live radio show setting. Do you have a question? Fun question or otherwise, relating to college football, the NFL, sports in general, radio, writing? What's on your mind? Danny Hurley? Bobby Hurley? How about Dan Lanning? I was going to say Danny Lanning. Dan Lanning, Washington-Oregon basketball game, Wayne Tinkle's future, the Pac-12. What's on your mind? 503-417-7575. Have at it.
Do you want your heating or cooling system to be running smooth and efficiently when you need it most? Yeah, in those cold winter months, you don't want to get left in the cold. It's why we use the experts at First Call Heating and Cooling. We had First Call Heating and Cooling install a heating and air conditioning system and an air filtration system, and we could not be happier. We also have the technicians service the system every year. Why? Because we want it running when we need it most. Go to firstcallheat.com. That's firstcallheat.com. CCB number 238967.
For over 45 years, Pacific Office Automation has been solving problems for business owners. However, the needs of our customers and potential customers have changed dramatically over the years, so we've changed too. If you run a business and want to find out how Pacific Office Automation can help improve your business processes and costs, call us today to request a free workflow audit. Whether it's managed print services, IT services, or data security, we're here to help. PacificOffice.com. Problem solved.
Hi, I'm Jeff Corwin. Founded in 1877, American Humane is dedicated to the idea that all animals are entitled to humane treatment. Today, endangered species are experiencing a better quality of life because of the ethical, science-based standards established by American Humane. Teach your kids the importance of wildlife conservation by visiting humane-certified zoos and aquariums. To learn more, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Brought to you by American Humane.
Hey y'all, it's the Rev here for Reverend's Barbecue in the heart of Selwood, and I've got a secret for you. Are you looking for the best barbecue on either side of the Willamette? Then come on down and start your meal off with some deviled eggs topped with burnt brisket ends. Grab one of our daily specials or feast on some St. Louis cut pork ribs. Of course, no meal is complete if you don't wash it all down with a blackberry slushy or one of our local brews on tap. And remember, everyone's welcome at our table.
If you or someone you believe in is arrested for a DUI, finding the right law firm is critical, and you don't want someone who's just phoning it in. You want someone you could put your faith and your trust in. You want the Reynolds Defense Firm on your side. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Hey, I got you something.
What's this?
Just a little Galentine's gift from JTV.
Do you mean Jewelry Television? I love their jewelry. They have the...
New customers get $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
And their artisan collections? Gorgeous.
Are you going to open your gift?
Oh, yeah. It's the Pearl Bracelet!
New customers receive $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
Coors Banquet proudly supports the World Firefighter Foundation and the proud few who run toward the fire. The foundation helps families of firefighters killed and injured in the line of duty. To learn more and donate, go to give.wffoundation.org. Thank you.
How about a simple New Year's resolution? One where you're guaranteed to succeed. Reverse the clock on hair loss with Advanced Hair's simple one-day treatment. Hey, it's Canzano. I've got a beautiful bald head. But if you don't and you're looking for some confidence, you'll feel more confident and more youthful when you witness your own natural hair growing in the places where it's been balding or thinning for years. From Advanced Hair's breakthrough technology to their highly experienced team, there is no one I trust more in hair restoration. Their simple FUE treatment begins to regrow your own natural hair the very next day, and your new hair is backed by the Advanced Hair guarantee. Simply put, Advanced Hair's exceptional standard of care makes your comfort and your results their top priority. Did I mention the results can last a lifetime? Celebrate this new year with a fuller head of hair and get a free consultation, $250 off, and 250 free hair grafts. Call 503-832-HAIR. That's 503-832-HAIR. Or become inspired with the before and after pictures at advancedhair.com.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Phone lines are open. Open Line Wednesday. What do we call this thing? We used to call it Johnny on the Spot, but it's not really.